Christian parents cherish their children as a gift from Jehovah. How can parents help their children to develop their own close relationship with God? We now invite Brother Terry McKercher to present the talk, Parents, Teach Your Children to Love Jehovah.
Do you believe in love at first sight? Many don't. But even if you do, you'd probably have to admit that it's pretty rare. It's not exactly the norm. But what about if you'd never seen the person before or met them? Do you think you could love them? Probably, but it's tougher, no doubt. In general, when it comes to love, it's getting to know a person really well that develops that love. So it's no different for our children with respect to their love for Jehovah. It's not something that can be inherited from their parents. It's like any other love. It has to be nourished and it has to be cultivated. On top of that, our children are facing tremendous challenges today. We think back to just when we were kids. We all had to experience peer pressure to experiment with drugs and sex. Sometimes there was feelings of low self-worth. And the world that we live in today isn't any better than it was when we were growing up. In fact, it's much worse. So no doubt the challenges that kids are going through today, it was worse than in any time in human history. So for us as parents, it's imperative that we start early and we teach our children to love Jehovah and to hate what is bad. But how do we do it? Well, Jehovah doesn't leave us alone in trying to determine this. In the book of Deuteronomy, he gives us some great counsel. Please turn with me there. Deuteronomy chapter 6. And we're going to read verses 4 through 9. There's 3 points that we're going to glean from this. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Verses 4 through 9. It reads, "Listen, O Israel, Jehovah your God is one Jehovah. You must love Jehovah your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength. These words that I am commanding you today must be on your heart, and you must inculcate them in your sons and speak of them when you sit in your house and when you walk on the road and when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as a reminder on your hand, and they must be like a headband on your forehead. Write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." So if you look back in verses 4 and 5, there's a lot of yous and yours in there. You must love Jehovah. It must be on your heart. So for us as parents, the first thing that we need to be is a good example to our children. Nothing makes a stronger impact on a child's life than the parental example. Have you ever had anyone say to you, "Do as I say, not as I do"? How motivated were you to listen? Probably not very much. Even young children can identify hypocrisy. And if something is so important that they're supposed to be doing it, well, why aren't we? So when it comes to our worship of Jehovah, it's the same thing. If we're flippant about our meeting attendance, if we don't really prepare for the meetings, we don't comment at the meetings, we miss service regularly, the message to our children is loud and clear. These things aren't that important. But fortunately, the opposite is true as well. If we're very loyal in our worship of Jehovah, very regular in our worship of Jehovah, that can make a strong impact on them. But one thing we have to keep in mind too is that it's not just about the regularity and doing the right things. That's a big part of it. But a lot of it's our attitude as well. Because if we're serving Jehovah and we seem joyful and we seem happy and they see the benefits of it, that's going to go a long way. So we always have to be careful to avoid phrases like, "Oh, I'm so tired, I don't want to go to the meeting tonight." Or, "Oh, wouldn't it be great to just sleep in Saturday morning instead of going out in service?" That can really make it difficult for our children to have joy in their service of Jehovah. The second thing that we need to be is a teacher. Not a lecturer, but a teacher. Think of it this way. Think back to when you had a bad teacher in your life. We've all had one. Just take a moment and come up with yours. What made them a bad teacher? There's probably all different things going through our heads right now. But probably the common denominator was that they didn't really care. They just presented the information, and if we got it, great. If we didn't, not really their problem. But now think of a good teacher you had. Someone you really enjoyed. What made them a good teacher? Well, no doubt, again, many things going through our heads. But for all of them, for sure, they probably really cared. And they actually tried to make it interesting. They wanted us to understand this. They want us to get the what, the when, the hows, and especially the whys. And because of that, it really brought the material to life. And sometimes even we might have had a good teacher in a subject we weren't really interested in. But because of that teacher, we ended up loving that topic for the rest of our lives. So it's the same with us as parents. When it comes to teaching our children, especially during family worship, it's only important that it's regular, but it's important that it's interesting, that it's fun, that we're really having the information jump off the printed page, that it's something that they can get engaged with and really look forward to. And it's way easier for today than it ever has been in times past. You think of all the lessons and the videos we have on JW.org and JW Broadcasting. There are so many engaging lessons just at our fingertips when it comes to these websites. The third, be a companion. You notice in verse 7 of Deuteronomy chapter 6, it talked about we inculcate the words in our children when we're walking on the road, when we lie down, when we wake up. Well, to do all those things, we have to be with them. We can't be out doing other things by ourselves all the time, but we have to be spending a tremendous amount of time with them. As a family, of course, but as individuals as well. Our children really need to feel like we are reaching out and trying to develop a strong relationship with them. And there's going to be teaching in it, of course, but a lot of times it's just having fun. But a word of caution. Can you imagine if every time you spent time with a certain individual, they spent the entire time instructing us, or counseling us, or correcting us? Would that be a lot of fun? Probably not. We'd probably dread it, and we'd probably go out of our way not to spend time with that individual. But if we can spend time with our children where we're showing them that we really like them, not just love them, but we like them as people, as individuals, their personalities, we try and have fun with them. And when we're conversing with them, and even when we're teaching them, it comes across as a conversation, not instruction, not counsel. Wouldn't you like that more? Wouldn't you want to spend time with somebody that cared that much about you and really made it enjoyable for you? You'd probably really appreciate their counsel and their opinion as well. So those are the three elements. But what kind of results can we get? Well, now we're going to take a moment to interview two young ones. Sister Lydia Aintree and Riley Vanderswan are going to relate how their parents helped them to develop a love for Jehovah. So Lydia, I think you're young enough that I can ask you this. How old are you?
16.
16. So pretty young, and yet you have a reputation as a very deep spiritual thinker. In fact, your ability to take complex spiritual principles and make application with them is tremendous. How have you developed this ability?
Well, for one thing, I love personal study. When it comes to studying something like my watchtower, preferably on a Thursday or a Friday, I like to do a brief overview. I'll look at the title, the subtitles, the pictures, kind of think about what ideas could be coming out. And then on Saturday, I'll really sit down and go through it and take the time to meditate on it. And then Sunday morning, I'll do another look through just to make sure I'm thorough.
Wow. So really 3 days to study a watchtower.
Yeah.
That's tremendous. And no wonder you're able to glean such deep information from it.
Yeah.
To do that, you must have a deep love for Jehovah.
Hmm.
How have your parents helped you to develop this love?
Well, it all really started at family worship. When I was really little and we'd study the watchtower, we'd study the whole thing so that when I got to the Kingdom Hall, I could sit for the full hour. But as I got older, my parents taught me how to study on my own. So my dad taught me how to make cross-references and how to make effective use of the CD-ROM and the Insight book. So from a young age, I was introduced to all those research materials and resources. So then now when we get together at family worship, we might spend like 20 minutes on one paragraph because we all have something to contribute.
Wow, that's tremendous. What a great example for parents. Thank you for sharing that. It's so encouraging to see young ones really developing that deep love for Jehovah. And Riley, I can see the smile on your face already. You're such a cheerful person. You were probably one of the most cheerful servants of Jehovah I've ever met. It doesn't seem to me, it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's meeting, service, or even cleaning, you always seem so happy serving Jehovah. How come?
Well, as a young person, cleaning is a great way for me to show my appreciation to Jehovah. I love going to the meetings and being with my spiritual brothers and sisters, and being able to share what I learn in the ministry is an amazing blessing from Jehovah.
Yeah, no doubt. That's a tremendous attitude you have. And that attitude that really naturally springs from a love from Jehovah, or love for Jehovah. How have your parents helped you to develop this love?
Well, it's never been an option if we're going to the meetings or if we're going out in service. So having that routine from the beginning has been a big help. They also created habits of regular family study and nightly Bible reading, and encouraged me to do my watchtower as my own personal study. And they're always there to help me with my field service presentations and any questions I may have spiritually.
Excellent. That is truly wonderful to hear. I'm sure your parents are very proud of you. Thank you, Bo, Sister Aintree, and Riley. We appreciate your sharing your experiences with us today. Raising children today takes a tremendous amount of time, energy, and resources. So why do we do it? Just because the last days aren't difficult enough for us? We really want to make it a challenge? Of course not. It's because we want to experience the joy of raising children to become loving, faithful servants of Jehovah. So let's not get caught up in the mundane aspects of raising children. It's so easy to do, but let's be determined to make sure that we focus on their spiritual development. The end result are wonderful blessings, brought out in Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 7. Please turn with me there. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 7. It reads, "The righteous one is walking in his integrity. Happy are his children who come after him." So if we're righteous and if we keep our integrity, we loyally serve Jehovah happily, it's going to wear off on our children eventually. They will develop that happiness as well, and they're going to experience that same joy that we have. So the question for this part, how can parents teach their children to love Jehovah? And the answer, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9 helps us to realize we need to be, one, an example, two, a teacher, and three, a companion for our children. Again, we need to be an example, a teacher, and a companion for our children. Parents, let's be committed to cherish this wonderful privilege that Jehovah has given us. As we continue to be an example, a teacher, and a companion, Jehovah is going to bless our efforts to help us develop this deep love for him in our children.
Thank you, Brother McCurcher, and your participants. We certainly commend hardworking parents and faithful young ones.